Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is New Mexico State University Chair of the Research Council, Dr. Tanner Schaub, to talk to us about celebrating Research and Creativity Week, November 10th through the 13th. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. I appreciate it. I'm a longtime fan of KRWG.
Thank you. Well, as many things during this year's COVID pandemic, this will be completely virtual. Let's talk about the beginnings, when it started.
Sure. Research and Creativity Week is the celebration and promotion of research and creative scholarly activity at NMSU. It's been going on in various formats for, I think, 20 years now, although most of that time it was like a 1 or 2 day event. And our current vice president for research, Dr. Luis Cifuentes, is kind of a forward-looking fellow, and he wanted to really expand that. So last year, it turned into a full-week event, including, you know, musical performances and an open mic night that they had at Pete's Patio, which was pretty cool. So this is the second year of that sort of week-long, bigger format event. And, you know, in the bigger picture, Research and Creativity Week, I think, is it's about promoting a culture of excellence in research at NMSU. And one of our priorities as an institution is to become what's called an R1 university under the Carnegie classification system, which means very, very high research activity. And that classification is really within reach for NMSU and for a minority-serving institution like NMSU. To hit that mark would be a real achievement that would, you know, support our unique student population. So it's a stated goal of the NMSU strategic plan, and the VPR and the colleges have been working really hard to make that happen. So Research and Creativity Week is grounded kind of in establishing that culture and that visibility around research and creative activity. So yeah, as you said, it's a virtual event this year, and it's open to attendance by the public. So we want the Las Cruces community to stop in and visit and see what's going on at NMSU and get excited about it and ask questions and you know what their neighbors are doing here. So,
will they be able to go into the building?
What we have is a virtual lecture hall and a virtual poster hall. And all you need to do to be able to access that is to go to our webpage, which is rcw.nmsu.edu, and all you need is an email address, and you're going to enter your name and your email address, and that'll register you for the conference and allow you to go into the lecture hall and go into the poster hall. And yeah, it's going to be really cool. That we contracted with a company called ePoster Boards to do the that helps us host the conference. And so what it looks like when you log in, for example, in the lecture hall, you'll go into a virtual lobby and you'll see different tables there. And at the different tables, we'll have each of the colleges will be present at that table. So you can stop in there, and how you stop in is you just click on one of the chairs and it'll take you into that room, and there'll be people from the colleges there, and Arrowhead will be there also, and some of the other programs on campus there in the lobby. And you can talk to the folks there. They'll have a virtual whiteboard with information about their program and so forth. And then from the lobby, you can go on into the lecture hall. And it's kind of neat where, because everybody registered, you'll be able to see who else is in the hall. So if you want to, you know, you can actually chat with them on the side, you know, or while the talk's going on, you can click on their chair if you see a friend of yours or whatever in there and chat with them. And there's a schedule posted on the rcw.nmsu.edu website that has all the speakers and stuff, so you would know who you're going to be watching during that time. And, you know, it works similarly for the poster session, where you go into the poster hall and you'll see a layout with all the posters and the names of the presenter, and you can go there and click on it. And we're encouraging the poster presenters to be there as much as they can at their poster throughout the week. And then also they will have a pre-recorded video that's like 5 to 7 minutes long, where they discuss the content of their poster. So while you're watching it, you'll have that narrative going on about what the poster is about and so forth. So it's as interactive as we could find, as we could make it. And I think, you know, our attendance is actually, I think, going to be really good. And our ability to reach a lot of people in a virtual format, I think, is actually going to play into our favor. So looking forward to it.
And what is something that, while preparing for this event, that you found out about the talent?
Oh, well, yeah. So this process for me is, and the committee that's organizing it has been, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of moving parts to it. But, you know, we have multiple speakers that I can tell you about a little bit that are awardees that we chose out of nominations that came in from the colleges. And so we reviewed a lot of these, basically the research activity of a lot of different folks across campus that, you know, you're not as an individual faculty member, you're not necessarily exposed to what everybody's doing in that way. And so I could tell you when some of the awards that we had to decide on, the pools of talent in the nominations was very high, and it just a difficult task to choose a winner, and really humbling, I would say, to see how productive and how efficient, how successful some of our, well, a lot of our researchers are, and yeah, just see the all the different angles and areas of research that are going on is pretty cool. NMSU is a lot bigger place than you might at first think.
What are some of the awards being presented?
Yeah, so the first one that I would mention is this year the University Research Council established a new award. It's the Research and Creativity Week Faculty Plenary, and we wanted it to be something that's viewed as an honor for a high-level researcher. And those nominations came in from the college. I think we had about 10. And this year, the RCW faculty plenary lecture will be given by Dr. Pei Zhu, and she's in the College of Civil Engineering. Dr. Pei Zhu speaks Thursday, November 12th at 3:30. And she does a lot of research in water, specifically looking at ways to clean up and reuse impaired water, which is, you know, extremely important in our part of the world. So should be a good talk. And then we have the University Research Council Awards, and there were several of those. Dr. Akasha Feist in the Department of Animal and Range Sciences is our Early Career Award winner. Dr. Poonam Thakur is at the Carlsbad Environmental Monitoring Research Center that works closely as an independent verification of the WIP site in Carlsbad, and she received the Research Recognition Award. Other awardees were Catherine Jonet and Laura Ann Williams, who together put together the Feminist Border Arts Film Festival. And our career award, the URC Career Award this year, went to Dr. Igor Savostyanov in engineering, and he will speak Wednesday, November 11th at 2 p.m.
And who will be the keynote speaker? The first day, who will kick that off?
Yeah, we actually have multiple. We have five keynote speakers, and this is really pretty cool thing that I wanted to definitely touch on. When we were first getting this Research and Creativity Week going this year, we put together a committee and we sent everybody out and said, you know, go find some excellent, you know, candidates to give a keynote lecture. And everybody brought back their suggestions and we put together the list. And as it turned out, all of our keynote speakers this year are women, which was, you know, just a cool happenstance and I think has, you know, good connectivity to this moment in history. So yeah, people need to check out our lineup of powerhouse women keynote speakers. It's going to be really good. So our schedule for Research and Creativity Week runs from noon to 5 every day. And every day at noon, we have a keynote speaker that kicks off the day. And so to open the program on Tuesday the 10th at noon, we have Dr. Ellen Ochoa. She's a former astronaut. She was the first Hispanic woman in space. She's the former director of the Johnson Space Center, you know, bachelor's degree in physics from San Diego State, PhD in electrical engineering from Stanford. I mean, this person is just the cream of the crop. And, you know, so she's going to be hosted by Dr. Paulo Omig, who's the director of the New Mexico Space Grant Consortium here on campus. So then, let's see, the next one on Wednesday, the next keynote, again, from noon to 1, is Dr. Jen Heemstra. She is an associate professor of chemistry at Emory University. She studies biosciences, but she's also, she's what you might call, I don't know, a nerd influencer. So her talk is entitled A Scientist's Guide to Social Media. So basically, she'll talk about ways that NMSU faculty might use social media for the benefit of their research program. I'm really excited about that one. I think that's going to be a neat angle, something a lot of us probably are curious about and would like to have, you know, somebody who really has that well thought out to hear from them. So Dr. Heemstra will be hosted by our VPR, Luis Cifuentes. And then the next keynote is Thursday, again, noon to 1. And it is Dr. Christine Sleater, and she's a professor emerita in the School of Professional Studies at Cal State, Monterey Bay. She's an education activist, and she'll be giving a talk entitled The Movement for Ethnic Studies. Again, I think good connectivity to our moment in time. And then Friday, we have two keynotes on Friday. The first one is 12 to 1 again, and it's given by Dr. Erica Alston. And she is at NASA's Langley Research Center. She is she's an education specialist with the Langley Research Center Office of STEM Engagement, and she's the deputy space grant manager. So she has connectivity to our program here as well. And then last but not least is the keynote from 3 to 4 p.m. on Friday the 13th is the former director of the National Science Foundation, Dr. France Cordova. And she is going to have a what we're calling a fireside chat with our chancellor, Dan Arvizu. And they're going to speak about, I think they know each other, so it'll be kind of a relaxed conversation initially. And I think Dr. Cordova will have sort of a standalone portion of her presentation. And I think she's speaking on the future of science and technology in the COVID-19 era. Super heavy hitters all across the board. In addition to the keynotes, we have, yeah, the awardees, and then also the every year the regents, the NMSU regents name professorships, the regents professors, and there's three of those this year, Dr. Graciela Unges and Dr. Julia Borello and Dr. Rolston St. Hilaire. So each of those people will also be giving a talk. So the lineup of speakers in terms of keynotes and awardees and regents professors is really full, and that you can find that at the rcw.nmsu.edu website. There's a whole layout of the talks there. So, but for sure, the keynotes are, you know, they're a do not miss kind of thing.
Well, there's a very special musical performance also on Tuesday at 7 p.m., November the 10th. Would you like to talk about it?
Sure. So we have Judy Collins, who is a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, and she's also a social activist. And she will do a performance at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, and then she'll have an interview that's moderated by pretty much the coolest NMSU faculty member that I know, which is Jim Shearer. He's a professor of music, and so that should be kind of cool. We also have one thing I was going to mention, not a speaker, but we have two workshops that are put on by the scientific publishing company Elsevier. And those are for faculty members. And, you know, one of them's on the basics of journal publishing. And the other one is about becoming an editor in scientific journals. So that'll be of good value for faculty.
And so this is open to faculty only?
The whole thing is open to the public. So if a member of the public wants to sit through that, they might get something out of it. I'm not sure, but they can certainly attend. The lecture hall itself has the capacity of 800. So I think we have plenty of room in all the lectures. And then the Elsevier thing, I think it will be in the lobby along with all the other input from the colleges there.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about this in detail. What to look for next week for the Virtual Research and Creativity Week here at New Mexico State University, November 10th through the 13th. And my guest, NMSU Chair of the Research Council, Dr. Tanner Schaub. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, and thanks for helping us get the word out.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.